Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Last time on The End of Time and Other Bothers.
I'm Darcy. What's your name?
Jill.
And you have a bucket.
Jill's head turns and you see dark black eyes.
Shattering.
Found it.
So to stop me, you're going to march on entire worlds and massacre everyone in them.
Aren't you trying to end time?
Ask Moira who created the bomb.
We'll take the bucket.
And I'll take this.
What's happening?
Ah! Holy crackers.
Hey, hello.
Are you by any chance Jacqueline?
Why do you have Jill's bucket?
Uh-oh.
Well, that's kind of our bucket now.
Ah! You have to help me find Jill.
One shall rise to claim his throne, and the earth shall be overthrown? Wait a second.
Come on in. Come in. Close the door behind you.
Now, if you just climb into the cauldron.
It seems I have an old dark character living within me.
Yes.
By the name of...
Yes, hey, her name.
Moira. Goo.
Yes.
I've tried being good. Let's get rid of Selene another way.
We return to a Storyverse that is green in a meadow where we hear the soft sound of mosquitoes and bugs, and we come down on a sunny day but with a cool breeze and the scent of trees and earth, and we see Egerton off in a distance by some trees talking to we're not sure what, and Darcy is nearby, and Jacqueline is standing by, holding on to their bucket.
Egerton, what are you doing?
Well, I was just having a conversation with this squirrel. He says that he thinks it'll take about 3 hours for the iced teas to charge. But the sparrow over here says probably only 20 minutes.
Well, I guess we'll just have to wait and see, won't we?
Yeah, okay, well, we could do that, or we can just turn the thing and push the button now.
Hey, remember you said you were going to take me with you.
We plan to take you with us, but we need our special devices to charge, you see, to go anywhere.
Okay. How long is that going to take?
Well, somewhere between 20 minutes and 3 hours, according to the local fauna.
The frog over here that's sort of heading towards that pond, he said 2 weeks. But I don't know if I trust him because he's hippity-hoppiting. And if something's hippity-hoppiting, it's probably not going to be all that accurate, just generally as a rule. I'd be more inclined to go with the squirrel, but squirrels are also very forgetful.
Egerton.
Yes.
Is he okay?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for asking. So what I think we should do is just turn and just start pushing the button every 5 minutes or so and see what happens.
I was just going to say, why don't you press the button? That's not a bad idea.
Okay, Egerton. I'm
going
to press the button. Ready? Ready? Everyone ready?
And Egerton disappears.
Okay.
What just happened?
So it's working. That's the good news.
I thought we were going to walk somewhere.
The bad news is I don't know where he went. So what we're going to try and do is the same thing. And you just have to hold my hand.
Okay. We're just going to disappear?
It's probably going to feel a little funny. It's nothing like walking or riding on a wagon. But don't get nervous. You'll be fine, and you'll be in a different place when you open your eyes.
I'm not nervous. I'll do anything for Jill.
Well, here we go then. So take my hand. And I'm just going to push this button. And here we go.
The End of Time and Other Bothers, an improvised fantasy role-playing game set in the world of Alba Salix. Your game master is Sean Howard, with players Marisa King, Michael Howie, and Carter Siddle. Episode 19, Point of Contact.
Everything goes to black. And you see Egerton frozen in half motion in the air, in the blackness, unmoving. And you suddenly realize that you can't move, Darcy. And it's hard to breathe. It's just the blackness pressing all around you. And you see floating, not too far ahead of you, what looks like Jill from the hill. Sort of as if you can see half through Jill, and everyone is just frozen in the air.
Is Jacqueline there?
Yes, Jacqueline is beside you and eyes wide. You can move your eyes and maybe a little bit of muscle movement, but it's really hard, as if all of the blackness is just pressing down on you, as if you're at a deep pressure. And you feel half of Jill's voice and half of the Shattering's voice mixed together in your minds, as if strangely disconnected because Jill's lips aren't moving.
There you are. We don't have long. Just think the thoughts you wish to communicate.
I'm kind of hungry right now, and I needed to go to the bathroom before I left, but I forgot to do that. I probably should have done that before I went. How can I go to the bathroom in the void? I feel frozen, but I need to go. Does my bladder have muscles?
We really need to know what's happened to Jill. What have you done to Jill? What's going on? Where is this voice coming from?
Okay, enough. We don't have long. I am going to give you both a device. When you are at a place of power, you can use it to summon a connection to me so that we may talk unheard.
What is a place of power?
It is a place of power. It is a place where the walls are lowered between worlds.
Oh, that.
I think what we're kind of asking is whether or not there's like a beacon on here or some kind of map. If there's a map with an X on it, one time I had a map with an X on it and I was pretty good at finding it.
You are being monitored always.
Right now we're being monitored, even when I was thinking about needing to be.
Now you are not being monitored. Oh. Take this.
I can't.
And Jill's hand slowly moves and you can feel Jacqueline's panic, and as if you can feel Jacqueline forcing themselves forward towards Jill.
Will you let Jill come with us?
And Jill disappears. And there's someone's going to tell me what it is.
It's an apple.
There's an apple coming towards you both in the blackness, getting clearer and clearer, and you're really having trouble moving anything on your bodies.
I slowly open my mouth with a great deal of will.
Okay, can you please roll? Let's call this Defy Danger Strength?
Defy. That's a 5.
So the apple passes Egerton. It's coming towards you, Darcy.
So I, with all my strength, I'm trying to reach both my hands out for it so at least one of them grabs it, and I'm pushing through the void.
Please roll plus strength.
2 dice?
Yep. And add your strength modifier. Also a 0.
We're strong.
The apple will just pass us by. We'll be stuck here forever. That's a 4.
Okay, and it passes right through Darcy's arms. And you sense Jacqueline moving their body. You hear almost like a tendon ripping sound. Ooh. as Jacqueline gets a hand on the apple and time restores as a flash of lights, just like the normal transportation, but more disorienting now as all these realities collide and leave. And you are suddenly standing in the hallway of doors inside the Nexus or the Academy of the Fallen.
Ah, I missed it. Wait, who? Oh, Jill! Jacqueline!
It's Jacqueline.
Yes, Jacqueline. Sorry.
Jacqueline is holding one arm, but in the hand is an apple.
Good job getting the apple. Okay, hand that over. I will hold on to it. I'm a bit snacky.
It was lucky they were with us. Now, Jacqueline, are you okay? You look like your shoulder's hurting.
Yeah, I pulled something, but I'm okay. Do you want me to give the apple to...
Give it to me, I will take the shiny red apple away from Egerton, who is hungry.
Oh, fine.
Jacqueline hands it to Darcy.
It's a device that we have to keep safe.
It's a sacred device that looks like a tasty apple.
Write down you have a sacred apple device.
Writing down sacred
apple. Also known as a Mac, too.
So Jacqueline takes some. Can someone roll a 1d4 for me, the pyramid?
Two.
Okay, thank you. Two damage on Jacqueline. Cool.
Oh, you know what? We could call it a magical apple controller. Oh. And then it's a Mac.
Got it.
Right? Right? Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Winky, wink, wink.
Knights are moving through this hall, sort of shoving you guys against the walls, and you see doors opening and two by two knights going marching through these large doorways, coming in through other doors as the portals open and deposit them, and they're coming in groups. It's endless, just two by two knights coming and going in and out doors. And Jacqueline is just staring in amazement, like shaking a little.
So, Jacqueline, don't worry. This is our base of operations. This is where we come from. And this is where we're going to regroup and figure out how to get Jill back. And
Jill was right there. I couldn't move. I couldn't get her.
I know. I think she might have been possessed. And we've got to figure out what's going on before we can get her back.
I want to go back. Which door? Which door do I take?
Well, there isn't a door you could take right now. You just have to wait and sit down. And would you like a cup of tea? A fairy cake, perhaps, Egerton makes very good fairy cakes.
I have fairy cakes here. Okay, let's see what we got. We got a blue one that's kind of cube-shaped. We've got a green one that's kind of decahedron shaped.
Your most relaxing my most, one, oh. Egerton.
Look, I just want to get back to Jill. I'm fine. I'm good.
It's okay. It's I call it the MK Ultra Cupcake. Here, have one of these. It's just little. It's green. It's got nice little red flecks in it. Have that.
Is this safe?
It's very
good.
Safe.
It's all good.
Okay. And Jacqueline takes a bite. Roll for fairy cakes.
That
you get
is,
a bonus.
An 8.
Okay, Marisa, give me what effect? What's a dizzy, drunk?
Is this a negative effect?
Yeah.
No, she's already confused. That's boring. Irrationally angry.
So Jacqueline bites down in the fairy cake and gets some hit points back. So roll the hit points for me.
What were the hit points on that again?
It's right on the move on your sheet.
I'm sure it is. But...
You have one sheet. Darcy over here has 17 sheets.
That's why I can't find the right sheet.
Yeah, well, I'm lazy, so.
That's a 10.
It's an 8. 1.
You get your bonus on that, plus wisdom.
Plus wisdom is 2. All
right. So fully, you're rolling great. So Jacqueline bites down, gets 2 hit points back, and then you just see Jacqueline's features set, and Jacqueline spins on both of you. Stepping backwards. What have you done? What are you doing? Jill was right there. You're part of this. You. And Jacqueline brandishes the bucket, which already has a dent on it that matches Egerton's head.
I said the relaxing one. The relaxing one.
It took a dark turn. That happens sometimes. Oh. I don't always have control over it.
Bring me back to the darkness with Jill now.
Jacqueline, you have to listen to me. We can't do that. It doesn't work that way.
Roll Defy Danger. What's you can make an argument for strength or dex.
I will Darcy. Make an argument for whichever is my strongest, which is dex.
So tell me what you're doing that would involve your dex.
Okay, so I'm actually hinging at my waist. I'm like lying backwards kind of thing.
Like
my
bullet
back is,
time.
That's like, right, like bullet time, okay. The Matrix or something.
Yeah.
Okay, 2d6, right?
Plus your dex bonus.
Yeah, which is huge. It's 1.
It's huge.
Oh, that's a 12. 12. That's a 13.
Darcy just bends like a willow at the waist, dashing around the bucket in slow motion, just grazing over her nose. And Jacqueline's eyes going wide as Darcy comes right back up on the other side. And what do you do next?
Well, I think, first of all, as I'm coming up, my left leg kicks the bucket out of her hand. It flies over, lands right around Egerton's neck. It's just hanging there. And Darcy now has Jacqueline in sort of a hug hold.
Oh, let me go. What are you doing?
Calm down, Jacqueline. It's okay. It's okay. We're just going to take you to our room where you can lie down for a bit while we figure things out. Egerton, help me take them to our room.
Okay, but look, I can just put food in this and eat it without my hands.
No, you will get food.
I want my bucket back.
You will get food in a minute.
Well, I've got the bucket right here.
I want Jill's bucket.
It's good. It's all good. We're all going to be calm. No one's going to panic. I've got a bucket.
I'm really angry right now. I don't even know why.
Sing the calming song, Egerton.
The calming song. I will sing it.
Sing the calming song.
Oh, calm down. No clowns are eating you.
Okay, make him stop.
Be relaxed.
Are you going to calm down?
I'm calming down. Just please make him stop.
Egerton,
elephants are your friends.
That was your best version yet. Thank you for that.
Can I have Jill's bucket? Please.
Okay, I'm going to put the bucket around your neck now. You will note.
Jacqueline just snatches the
bucket. Okay, you've got it. But I would like to point out that the around the neck feeding thing is technically mine. If you want to use it, I'm okay with that.
I'm
but
not a horse.
Asks, okay, well, you don't need to call me names. All I'm saying is
okay,
it's a great
everyone,
way to,
every, Jacqueline has yeah. their bucket.
Yes.
And I'm sure the fairy cake is going to wear off soon because I feel like this is related. So let's just take you to our room, okay? And I lead Jacqueline up the stairs to our room.
But we are going to figure out how to get Jill.
That's the first thing we're going to do. I just have to talk to my compatriot here, Egerton, and we're going to figure it all out.
Okay, and which one of you has the other bucket?
There's another bucket.
You traded buckets with Jacqueline, so Jacqueline
I think
Jill.
I have it.
Sure.
Okay, cool.
Technically, I'm the general and she's the lieutenant, so compatriot's not quite accurate. It's more of a boss-employee type relationship.
Yes, my liege.
So you walk out on the second floor out of the doors, the hidden doors that lead to the hall. You came in at the second floor and you walk up, just so you know. You guys are on the third floor is where the dormitories are, but there are knights everywhere. The dormitories, except for yours, all the other dormitories are full, and knights are just marching up and down the hallways. The place smells different. It smells like rooms that have been dusty forever that are now all being disturbed and kicked up. It smells like steel and rust and oiled pleather and armor and sharpening oil. And there's just this constant din of noise, whereas before it was relatively quiet, as knights in full armor are constantly clanging up and down the hallways. And you find your dormitory.
Excuse me, will you stop? Oh, they're everywhere. Just, okay, in here, Jacqueline, into this room. I can't even hear myself think.
You are not authorized to stop.
As general, I demand passage under the authority of the Truncated Moira Act of 037B.
You are not authorized to stop.
I've got a bucket that
Not stopping. We're going into this room. This is our residence. Thank you very much. Here we go. And I open the door and I usher us all in and then I close the door.
Okay. And the room is relatively untouched. You see Blatt's cot still perfectly made as he always leaves it and all of his folded shirts. And you see Egerton's messy cot and everything, and the other and Darcy, you see your cot and the other cots that are untouched.
So I avoid looking at Blatt's cot and I just guide Jacqueline over to mine and I say, just sit down, just give Egerton and me a moment.
Okay.
A lot has changed here. We need to talk.
Actually, if you could go sit on that cot, this cot is technically where I dry fairy cakes.
We're going to leave Jacqueline on this cot for the moment.
I'm just saying that's not the purpose of that cot. That cot, your cot specifically is for the bazooka and for the sound of that elephant under the bed.
Right now, it's for Jacqueline. Egerton, would you join me over here in the other corner of the room, please?
I accept your invitation.
Why, thank you, General. Egerton.
Yeah.
I'm having some concerns that maybe Moira isn't everything we thought she was.
Yeah, she won't let me get Inanka's recipes.
Okay,
clearly
let's,
she's jealous.
Let's
of
focus.
My kitchen.
Let's focus for a minute. Everything is different here. There's knights everywhere. It's like she's preparing a huge army. And normally I would think, great, because that's going to finish this finally, and we can just go back where we came from. But then we have this voice telling us that maybe Moira has some really underhanded things going on, and now I don't know who to believe. And I'm just not sure we can trust her anymore. And who do we trust?
Darcy?
Yes.
You're talking too much.
You're right, I am.
And I need you to slow down.
Okay.
So what I think we should do is probably just go down to the kitchen and start baking, because that always helps me kind of just sort out my thoughts and clear my mind and find a way to go forward with things. And then we can talk to Jacqueline. Oh, maybe Jacqueline has some. Do you think they have different recipes in their world?
Egerton, let me put this in words you can understand.
Okay.
We might be the bad people right now.
I don't.
We might
think
be the people who hate fairy cakes.
What?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. And stomp on flowers.
What?
And cut down trees.
Darcy.
Nothing's wrong over here, Jacqueline.
Everything's
fine.
Wrong.
No.
No, but I is this supposed to be happening? And you see over not too far from Blatt's cot, this swirling black portal-like opening in between worlds starting to open up. And you see sort of one of the cots sort of being pulled a little towards it, and you feel a bit of a pull of air against you all.
The only time I've seen anything like this is when you would eat too much food. I've never seen this.
And it's growing bigger, and there's this pressure change. It's causing your ears to pop, and you start to sort of see a vague outline as if there is someone or something there quite large on the other side of this portal trying to force through. And then the portal starts to shrink, and then it gets bigger again in this swirling darkness. Is this normal?
I think you have to maybe realign the concept of normal now for yourself.
Is it Jill? And you see Jacqueline get up and start moving towards the portal.
No,
Jacqueline, step away from the swirliness.
I've got a telegram from Jill that says, "Dear Jacqueline, how fondly I remember thee and miss you greatly. However, I am not in swirly black things of doom. Please do not look for me there. Always, Jacqueline." Jill.
He's reading a fairy cake. What is going on?
So if you come over here, I'll show you that there's writing on it and it'll all make sense. Come here.
And you hear alarms sounding distant in the building.
That's just saying that it's time for our next class and get there quick because you don't want to get a tardy slip.
Wait. And I pull out the apple and I try to talk to it.
Darcy, it's an apple.
A lot's going on. You hear alarms. This portal is like growing and shrinking in size. Like your ears are popping. As you pull out the apple, you notice that there's two halves. Like it's not quite connected.
Yeah.
Like they turn the two halves.
Okay. So I turn it to connect the two halves.
Okay. Two things happen so quickly on top of each other. First, the portal solidifies and you see a slod stumble forward that you recognized. Looks maybe like Lasbo.
So what I'm saying...
And everything freezes. Everybody in the room just stops moving except for Darcy. You just see everyone frozen in this tableau. The sounds have halted. The portal isn't moving. And this blackness starts to pour out of the apple and rise up into a form. Darcy. You...
Oh. You summoned me from within the Nexus?
That might have been a mistake.
I'm sorry, Darcy.
I can't pass up this opportunity. I hope you understand.
No!
And the darkness shoots out through the doors, through the walls, into 8 different forms and disappears, and time resumes.
It's the beginning of the middle of the end of time and other bothers.
Hey everyone, Sean here. Thank you so much for tuning in. I have a couple quick announcements, but I also, at first, want to give some shout-outs to our most recent supporters. We're going to start doing that on every episode. So I want to give a super shout-out to Rachel, Ryan, and Not a Beanie. Thank you so much for your support. It means everything for us, and we can't wait to get more content out for you. Now, for all of you, I don't know what to call you legacy folks. That doesn't sound good. It sounds like you're like a Windows 95 user. Like all of you early adopters, the originals, the most amazing fans who have been with us for so long, we want to give some shout outs to you as well. So we're going to start working through our backlist. So today I want to give a shout out to Paul Tedesco, Grace, and George. That's George Stankow. Thank you, Stankow, Stankow. I have no idea how to pronounce his name. I'm so sorry. Thank you guys so much. It means so much that you are still with us and supporting us and helping these shows come out. I also want to give a quick reminder that I'm going to be at PodFest. That is in Orlando, and it starts March 7th through the 9th, I think, something like that. And finally, rolling it out, there is a show that I would like to bring to everyone's attention. I have fallen in love with Fate and the Fable Maidens. This is an all-women, family-friendly, actual play D&D 5th edition podcast. It's been created by these amazing women who I got to meet at PodCon, and they are just as lovely in person as they are in the characters they play in their show. And I have to say, it's become one of my favorites. I love it. So give them a shout. Give them a shout. Give them a listen at Fate and the Fable Maidens. And you can find them at fatefmcast.com. Great live play D&D. Love it. And that's it for the announcements. Let's get back to the show.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, welcome, Egerton. Please have a seat.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Can I sit here? Or should I sit where? Well, what? No, should I sit on your lap? Or?
No. That would be inappropriate.
Oh, inappropriate.
Egerton,
yeah.
We've talked about that. And you sit on the sofa.
The sofa.
I sit in this very tall, authoritarian-like chair.
Is it all right if I call it a Chesterfield?
Yes.
Okay, I'll call it a Chesterfield.
Okay.
All right.
Are you going to sit on it?
Yeah, okay, I'll sit down. Okay, that's nice.
So, yeah.
It's very soft.
So how are things going?
Oh, well, you know, Blatt ran away and Darcy's drinking all the time and Moira's trying to maybe, I don't know, end time herself, and the Shattering might be a nice guy, but then the Shattering kind of does some evil stuff and I don't know, I just feel like I gotta
Egerton? Yeah. Wait for me to ask you how you're feeling.
Oh, right.
That's the only job I have here.
Right. So how are you feeling?
So how does all that make you feel, Egerton?
Well, it makes me feel kind of hungry.
Mm-hmm. And how's that been going? The rubber band, is that working or helping?
Well, I kind of broke it because I was eating a fairy cake and I thought maybe I could hold 2 fairy cakes, like one in each hand, but still be able to use my fingers. So I took the elastic and I wrapped it around my palm to hold the fairy cake to it. And then when I bit the fairy cake, I bit the elastic and it fell off.
Right. So it's okay that you're eating fairy cakes.
Mm-hmm.
Are they maybe filling that void deep in your soul that makes you feel so anxious that we've talked about?
Yes.
Well, great. That's progress.
All right, progress. You know what we should do? Celebrate. And I've got just the thing. Here, have a purple swirly.
Well, no, you know, I really can't.
Oh, you should, though. I mean, it's just one.
Oh my God, Egerton, you're just so amazing. Have I told you about how nervous I am with people?
I don't think that you're really nervous. I think that you're just the best.
Oh, it's okay. No, I don't feel like the best.
You are the best, though. You know, there's so many people on this Discord thingy that keep talking about how amazing you are.
Oh, but you're out there saving the world, Eggy.
I am.
Oh, look at those little cheeks. What was in that cake?
Whip cake.
Oh, the fairy cake we ate.
Oh, right. I've got a note here. I've got a sticky note. Yeah, it says...
Oh, I'll put a sticky note on you.
Oh, no, I can't read it. It's on my forehead. Oh, jeez. Okay, no, wait. Okay, okay. No, you read it.
I'm reading it.
You read it.
Oh, help us stay in fairy cakes by going to patreon.com/albasalix. What's albasalix?
I don't know, but you could probably just go to otherbothers.com if you wanted to skip all of those weird consonant vowel pairings.
Yeah, let's have another one.
All right, here's okay. This is
yeah. Ooh,
this
is give me.
This
ooh,
is
give me.
A yellow ooh. Sprinkled. Ooh. Is if you come over here,
tell
look,
you
I'll
what.
What?
Oh, it's Lasbo.
Lasbo!
Oh, sorry, what's the clause?
It's okay. How are you?
Well,
I haven't seen you in so long.
Oh, Darcy! It's good to see you both.
How did you get here?
Oh, I came through the portal. It was really scary.
There was a portal at your tree?
Oh, no. Mother Speckley wants me to bring you both a message. It's very important.
Oh, that's nice of her. How is she doing?
Well, she's doing really well, actually. Well,
that's
actually
good.
Not. See, the tree is going really dark again, and there's lightning. I don't want to sugarcoat it.
That's not good, but you
know. And the alarms are sounding. Now you hear more alarms. You hear clanging knights running down the hall. You hear sounds of battle and screaming outside the room.
It seems like I got you both at a bad time.
Oh, no, it's fine. It's just a busy Tuesday afternoon here. So tell me about the tree. How is everyone doing? Did that Helen ever get into Circle? I always thought that she was going to have
yes,
a great
Helen
future.
Is into
Helen
Circle.
Got into Circle? That's lovely to hear.
Oh, but I need to give you the message. I was supposed to give it to you, Darcy.
And I'm just staring blankly this whole time.
And there's screams and shouting and alarms outside the door.
I'm sorry, Lasbo. I think I might have just released the shattering in the Nexus.
But I don't understand most of that. But, I was supposed to bring you. Mother Speckley needs you to come back to the Temple Idris.
Oh,
it's very important. It's about Blatt, the Chosen One. You might know him as the Chosen One.
Blatt? We haven't seen him in a while. You know, that's his bed right over there.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Can you please show me
you know what?
Where the Chosen One sleeps?
Lasbo? Yeah, you should take one of these. This is a Blatt shirt. Yeah. Oh,
my name will go down. Helen will no longer be the name of all the Slad children.
What? Helen's the name of all the... What happened?
Not anymore. Not when I bring this shirt back. Lasbo will be the name of every sandwich.
That's... Why are the sandwiches all named Lasbos?
It's a long story. But I'm supposed to bring you both back. I can't do the portal, but I thought we could leave right away.
Can we go through the portal too?
No, the portal is closed. No portal.
Did you bring any sandwiches?
Yes.
Can I try a Lasbo?
No, you can try a Helen.
It sounds kind of gross.
That's all I have.
I'll take a Helen, I suppose.
Egerton, I might have released the shattering. I let the voice in.
Okay, I don't know what you're talking about, Darcy.
You were frozen, and the voice came in and seemed really self-satisfied that I'd let it in.
Okay, we'll talk about that later.
The entire building shakes as this explosion feels like it just blew out one of the walls of the Academy of the Fallen.
I don't know if this is related, but I think I've done something terrible, and I think that Lasbo has to be number two on our priority list right
now. Did you put horseradish on the sandwiches?
No.
Because
look,
that's...
and I hold up this apple. I brought the apple out. I thought this was the place of power the voice was talking about. Egerton, what are we going to do?
Okay, let's...
Jacqueline's like, can someone please explain what's going on? And the sudden, there's like a battle. And what is that? What is the large red thing?
Jacqueline, you're number three on the priority list.
Well, that's
just
kind
a
of
minute.
Rude,
no, you
Darcy.
Said Jill was number one.
Number 1A. How about that?
Okay.
Egerton, what are we going to do? Maybe we need to...
1A make her number one? Like, would that not be the first of
know.
The first?
I don't know anymore.
What if we make Jill 1C? Okay, 1A is the sandwich.
There's another explosion. You hear screaming from outside. You hear the sounds of like, what sounds like sort of staccato and a kind of popping sounds. And then you hear thuds of metal hitting the ground, giant suits. It sounds like right outside your door.
I have to go see what's going on. I have to find out what I've done. And I swing the door open and look out into the hallway.
And you see a knight turn, look at you, and then half of the knight is just gone as the head topples and hits the ground as this blast of dark energy shoots through and knocks out three or four other knights in the hall. And you hear yelling and you see more knights coming out of doorways. And then there's an explosion in the hall and you see the roof starting to come down on some of those knights.
And I just turn back to Egerton and point my arm out to the hallway as if to say, you see?
Oh, yeah, that's not good.
No.
Okay, team, here's the plan. We proceed in cupcake formation.
Oh, no.
Like, there is a battle unlike anything you've ever felt happening in the halls, and it's now starting to move down a floor.
Oh, they're moving away from us. Okay, so what we'll do is we're going to go left to the flank by the river. That's the thing that we were supposed to do last time, so we'll do that again. We'll take Lasbo and Jill.
Jacqueline.
We'll take Lasbo and Jacqueline and flank left.
No,
cut right.
Stop. It's too late. I think it's too late. So the first thing I do is I do unclasp the apple. So I detach it.
Okay.
I don't know if that does anything.
Nothing seems to happen.
Okay, that didn't work. Egerton, I don't know if there's anything more we could do here. I don't know if we can salvage this.
So you're at the end of the dormitory hall, and it sounds like the battle is now moving, and you see a few knights now running in formation past your door and down the stairs, down towards the second floor.
We should try and find Moira.
Yes.
Moira will know what to do.
Yes.
Unless she's the reason this is happening.
Very possibly, but I might be the reason this is happening.
But don't say that about yourself. I think if you think positively, you'll see that, you know, you led with good intentions.
Okay. And you can make me feel better later.
Okay, let's go.
And I shut the door on Lasbo and Jacqueline, and I grab Egerton, and we start running down the stairs towards the main floor.
Oh, so you're leaving them in the room?
Yes.
Okay.
That's an interesting choice you made tactically.
Okay, so Darcy slams the door and you just see a wide-eyed Jacqueline staring at this very large frog-like humanoid with claws for hands. And the two of you are in a hallway. It smells of acid and smoke and death and rotting flesh and this strange ozone smell. And the roof is caved in behind you. There are bodies twitching on the ground, still half in armor, half not. And it's just utter destruction. There must be 100 knights that are dead or dying in this hall. And you see the stairway in the distance going down. And of course it goes up to the roof. And you hear more explosions. The whole building shakes under your feet and, you know, dust rains down on you from the floor below you as the battle continues. And alarms stop. But they don't stop suddenly. They just sort of do that slow dying as if they're just running out of power as you hear more explosions and more shouting and screaming from the second floor.
Let's keep moving. We just have to find Moira.
Okay, if I were
really,
Moira, where would I be?
I really hope we are on the bad side. This is the only way this is any good. Okay, so we run to Moira's office.
Moira's office is on the first floor. You're on the third floor.
We're running down.
Okay. So you start coming down the stairs and you just run into a wall of knights that are now backing up, like backwards into you, and they are throwing spears down in front, and then you just see a wave of five of them just become disintegrated. They just disintegrate into dust as this blackness strikes them. And there's only now about 20 in front of you. They're all trying to retreat and back up, pushing into you. And you see another three go into dust in front of you.
Run back up, run back up,
wait,
run
wait,
back
no,
up.
We know the black thing, it's okay.
Roll defy danger, both of you. You can use dex or strength, depending on how you sell, but tell me what
can
you're
I use
doing.
Charisma?
Tell me what you're doing before you roll.
Okay, well,
to get out of the way of this. It's now getting closer and closer.
I've turned around and I'm shoving Egerton back up the stairs.
Okay,
we just
so
came
strength.
Down. Okay. Oh, darn.
And,
and I'm trying to like swim past her arms towards it because we met that thing.
Okay, so first, Marisa, you're going to roll.
Okay. That's an 8
plus 0. Okay, so partial success. All right, and Egerton, you're trying to fight her?
Yeah, I'm trying to get past. I have a 7.
With a partial success. Okay, so basically you guys are sort of stuck in position. You're half shoving. He's trying to get under you. Another row of three knights disappear. There were only 6 knights standing, and they are pushing against you. And a couple of them turn and run, like leave you. And now there's like 5 knights between you and then another 3 disintegrate. What do you both do?
Egerton, the knights can't take this. We have to get out of here. Come up the stairs, up the
okay,
stairs.
Okay,
we'll
okay,
go
okay.
through the portal.
Ow, stop pulling on my ear.
So we head up the stairs.
Okay, now to your left, as you hit the top of the stairs, is the little secret doors that lead to the hall of doorways. To your right is the room within which you have left your two friends. And the blackness is coming up the stairs. Another 3 knights drop. There's only 2 left.
We have to go save Jacqueline Lasbo. Quick, back to the room, back to the room, back
okay,
to the room.
Okay, okay, okay.
Okay, so we burst through the room again that we've just left.
Okay. You burst into the door and you see Jacqueline and Lasbo just sort of staring at each other, each sort of awkwardly staring at each other, and they both look really relieved when you burst in.
Badness, badness, lots of badness. Lasbo, will the portal work? Can we get through the portal?
Maybe, I don't know. I'm just supposed to take you. Wait, I have a device. And he tries and he fumbles it.
So I need you guys to roll Defy Danger to see if you can catch the device. If you see it leave his hand, his claws and start to go towards the ground, and it looks like it's made of glass.
I rolled a 3.
We're all going to die. This is Dex then.
Yeah.
Come on, 12. Oh, that's an 11.
So tell me how you catch this glass bauble that's slipped out of his claws.
I dive from the doorway onto my stomach, and I go sliding across the floor, and my hand just catches it as it falls into it. Got it!
Oh, thank God, I almost dropped it.
Yes, you did.
Quick, use it!
How do I use it?
Oh, throw it on the ground.
Okay, so I just throw it onto the ground in front of me.
And this black portal starts to form in the air right where you drop it and starts to form and bubbling out and bubbling in. And you sort of see what might be a tree, but it's sort of having trouble. And you hear another explosion shake the building.
Okay, time to go. Let's go.
Through the portal,
What? Are you sure?
Jacqueline, look, there's Jill in the portal. Quick.
Jacqueline is through the portal. Jacqueline just leaps headfirst through the portal.
We're all through the portal.
Okay. Your senses start to come back in, and you realize you are face down in muck. Egerton, your head is under someone's leg. You're having trouble breathing in the water and the muck. There's a wind and a rain that is just tearing at you. It's like a hurricane, and you hear lightning striking, and it's very disorienting because it's so dark.
And Glass was like, someone's on my... Oh, I don't want to say what it is.
Oh, we made it.
Okay, there we go.
Oh.
Well, I think you were kind of on me. But,
oh,
you
were definitely on me. Oh, Jacqueline, are you all right?
Yeah, I'm okay. My bucket. Oh, here's my bucket.
And you are on the path, a path that you're on before. You see a fallen, very large tree limb that is now covered in some kind of growth. But in the darkness, it's hard to make out. But there does appear to be a very large black form ahead of you that might be what was Temple Idris or what's left of it. And lightning strikes suddenly and lights it all up. And you see that the path that was all manicured when Blatt last saw it, I don't think you guys saw it that way, is now flooded and there's mud everywhere. And you see the tree in the distance with the doors closed.
This place has really gone downhill. Lasbo, what happened to the investments that you were discussing about upkeep and janitorial services?
And Lasbo stands up and is almost blown a few feet to the side by the gusts of wind. And the rain is coming sideways. Like it hurts as it strikes your faces.
There's been a small problem with the weather since the Chosen One. Well, you'll see. Mother Speckly once said, wait, come.
And okay, he starts hunching down against the wind and moving forward down the path towards the door.
And I follow him and grab Jacqueline's hand and pull them through the weather.
Egerton, the water is up to your thighs.
Now, I'm not afraid of the water per se, but there are many things in the water that could potentially try and consume me, and I'd prefer if they not. So, Darcy, do you think maybe it'd be okay if just this one time I kind of got to piggyback?
Yes, fine. Come on, awesome. Get
okay,
up.
Okay, here we go. There we go. All okay, right. Onward.
Oh, boy.
Hey, do you want me to steer?
No, okay? I'm fine.
Okay, but I can just, I can give you a little, like...
Just be quiet.
I'm being quiet. What I'll do is I'll give you a little in this side, you'll go faster.
And I start trotting along just so I can get him off quickly.
Just there you go. Okay.
We cut to inside the Temple Idris. The door is slammed shut by three slod, and you guys are drenched. Everyone is just, there's water everywhere. It's like you went swimming. And you see that inside there's lamps lit. And aside from the lightning striking up and the rain that's working through the repairs in the top of the tree, you see that it's relatively orderly. You see a young woman with white skin and dark hair coming forward with her hood up. Welcome. How may I? Oh, Lasbo.
Yes, I brought them right away from Mother Speckly.
I see. And you are?
I'm Darcy.
Darcy, welcome. Please let come, let us get you a change of clothes. And you must be?
I'm General Egerton. I lead this troop, and I am here to receive word from Mother Speckly about the status of
Lasbo
our
will get you
Blatt,
some dry clothes, and
we are here
this
to
is
get Blatt,
Jacqueline.
And he will
right,
save
so
the world,
you two come with me, and we'll get you into dry clothes together, and into see Speckly right away.
And I drop Egerton on the ground. Bro.
We cut to the three of you in white robes. And you are being led back into the main hall where the dais was that a certain individual got trapped under, Darcy. And you see another person in a white robe, rather young, fit with frizzled, light-colored hair. And she has, when she turns, this hawk nose, but it's the eyes that capture you. They belie this intensity because they hold your gaze for a millisecond, but then they dance over your entire form as if cataloging all about you. And the priestess who is leading you up turns and returns to her duties. And Lasbo is no longer here, so I don't have to do the voice.
And at this point, I'm just pacing back and forth frantically, just completely outside of myself.
My robe's a bit long. Does anyone happen to have like a sewing kit? Because I'm dragging it and I feel like I'm going to not only just sort of like make a lot of mess on the actual
robe
itself. Okay,
someone has to tell us why we're here, because I might have just destroyed the place we came from and I don't really have time for this. So why are we here? What's going on? Who are you?
Oh, I'm Mother Speckley. You must be Darcy.
I am.
And you seem very upset, Darcy.
Yes, I might have invited the Shattering into the Academy of the Fallen. I mean, it might really be fallen, like really fallen right now. And I don't know what we're doing here. And I just don't know. You should talk to General Egerton right now.
I understand 100%. And she makes a gesture and the dais starts to pull back and you see a few slod pushing it back. She goes, "We won't tally at all, Darcy. Come." And she just starts going down the stairs,
isn't
down the hall.
Isn't that where, you know, that thing happened to you
that
time?
I don't like it down there. Do we have to go down there?
I'm afraid so. Okay, and she's now halfway down.
This time,
stairs.
Maybe just, you know, stay calm. Because the last time with the spiky things was kind of gross.
She stops. If you wish, we could stop and talk. But I am attempting.
Let's go.
Okay, we're going.
Follow her.
Come along, Jacqueline.
Oh, okay. So Mother Speckley leads you down the hall past where your event happened to the very end to a round circular room that is in the heart of the tree. And she stops at the doorway. If you please all remove your footwear.
I kind of like wearing shoes.
I've got a toenail thing.
And
so I take my shoes
off.
Or
if we wish, Egerton, we could talk about your refusal to deal with your real emotions.
Or you could just
take your shoes off.
I'm going to take off my shoes. You have anything to eat?
Yes, after.
Oh.
Come. And she steps forward and you see a circle that's sort of center of the room and the moonlight from above is hitting it, even though there's a storm outside. And it first looks like it's made out of granite, but then it sort of glitches. You see it just like distort, and it's almost like you saw something, like a darkness, a figure with wings, and then it goes back to marble. I'm not sure how much I can or should tell you, but something is wrong, very wrong, and our primary mission is to support the Chosen One. This has been happening for some time. If you'll just stand here a moment, and it glitches again, and you see destruction, and there's screams, but it's different, and you see a very familiar-looking profile of Blatt, and then it's gone.
That was a picture of Blatt. Did you see that?
Yes. What's going on with Blatt? What's happening?
These aren't pictures. These are what is happening right now.
What?
What is happening? Is he okay?
Blatt may have done more than just upset one goddess.
Oh, boy.
That checks out.
Yep.
I'm worried. And then the pool goes clear. And what do we see, Carter?
Blatt surrounded by darkness, flying up out of the forest that surrounds the tree, looking determined.
And beneath Blatt, as he leaves the frame, you see a village on fire.
The End of Time, Other Bothers, an improvised fantasy role-playing game set in the world of Alba Salix. Your game master is Sean Howard, with players Carter Siddle, Michael Howie, and Marisa King. Dialogue editing and transcription by Michael Howie. Additional material and sound design by Eli McElveen. Story consultant, Laura Packer. Game consultant, Stephen Smith. If you enjoy the show, check out our Patreon. Supporters get early access to episodes, weekly bonus content, and an invite to our wonderful fan community on Discord. Look for the Patreon link at otherbothers.com.
There's a giant frog monster in here with me. Is that all right?
There's a reason that I'm the general.
All I see from Sean is looks of, this is all ending now. Everything's over.
And that's the end of the show, folks. Thanks for tuning in.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Hey there, we're DM to GM. I'm your DM from Dungeons & Dragons, Russ Moore.
And I'm your GM from The End of Time and Other Bothers, Sean Howard.
What we like to do around here is answer the questions that you have about tabletop RPGs and get you started feeling comfortable playing games around your table.
We want to share our real experiences, what we've learned, what's been helpful, so that other people can get going. And because a lot of these hurdles are just in their head.
So find us every other week wherever you listen to podcasts or visit DM2GM.com. DM to GM, get your game started.